This is KDGE, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Whoa! Okay!
This is 102.1.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling it.
The Edge.
Oasis on 102.1, The Edge. You may remember a few days ago, I was telling you that Liam Gallagher wanted to do this Beatles movie about the end of the Beatles' career, except for they couldn't do the soundtrack. It would cost them too much money. Well, now he's saying that he'll just play all the Beatles songs because he's that great. He doesn't want to be in the movie, though, because he says he's too gorgeous. Gotta love the Gallaghers, man. On the way, we'll talk about whether or not Lindsay Lohan's going to make it to her court appearance today. I told you to set your watches for today. It's going to be awesome. More on Bret Michaels, whether or not Megan Fox is going to be in Transformers 3. This has gotten awesome. New Facebook for youngsters. Oh, my gosh. Some really, really cool stuff going on tomorrow in Fort Worth. If you've got a bicycle, I'm actually kind of excited about this. George Wendt's going to be on the show today. Not even kidding about that. And your next shot to go see Kings of Leon in L.A. Don't go anywhere.
Road rage.
Traffic. From the North Texas Honda Dealers.com. 75 degrees and overcast. That's brought to you by Click It or Ticket.
102.1 The Edge.
Want to be friends?
Would you like to be my friend? Friend?
With benefits.
Podcasts. In-studio performances. Videos. More.
Find it all on The Edge Facebook page. Sign up now online at KDGE.com.
In a world of acronyms.
102.1 The Edge.
We always tell the truth. We are back to music faster. Your ex-girlfriend is a bitch.
Back to music.
Now.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line.
It's music in the morning.
In the morning on 102.1.
The Edge.
Good morning. It's Vedra, 75 degrees and overcast. It's going to be a high of 88 with a 40% chance of rain later on. Listen up if you live in Fort Worth. Tomorrow is Bike to Work Day. And if more people participate in this than you would think, it's going to be a lot of people who don't normally ride a bike to work. And that could be interesting. So be careful if you drive a car. Watch out for people on bikes. Coming up the flies, it's 3 days great. Music in the morning.
Tonight, my 102.1 The Edge.
Red Hot Chili Peppers on 102.1 The Edge. Good morning, it's Vedra. Please don't go anywhere because before 8 a.m. is your next shot to get qualified to go see the Kings of Leon in L.A. at the historic Hollywood Bowl. You know, they're coming here. They're going to be in town at Super Pages September 23rd. And when I give you a chance to call in, very simply, you'll be going to that show and then you'll get qualified to go see them in L.A. thanks to RCA Records and Live Nation. One fantastic, fantastic live show. So you don't want to miss out on this. Again, it's coming up before 8 a.m. Don't go anywhere.
Texas Auto Burglary and Theft Prevention Authority.
021 The Edge.
Back to music.
Now.
Music in the morning on 102.1
The Edge. This is KDGE, Fort Worth, Dallas.
There is no escaping.
The Edge.
New music. 102.1 The Edge. Phoenix, 1901.
Enjoy.
Phoenix on 102.1 The Edge. Good morning. It's Vedra. Well, I have to commend Runaway Bay for having a sense of humor. They decided this week to make the Chupacabra the city's official mascot. I don't know if you heard the whole story, but earlier this year in January, there was this strange creature found on one of their golf courses, hole 14 to be exact, and they swore that it was a Chupacabra. They made the news. They were so excited they were on Google. It's a big deal for a city like Runaway Bay to make Google. Turns out it was just a diseased raccoon, but who cares? If you go to my blog right now, kdge.com, keyword Vedra, you will see they have this whole logo, emblem thing. They're very excited. Right now, Runaway Bay City now has this official mascot of the Chupacabra, and that, to me, makes them way, way cool. Way to go, guys.